On a cold and rainy spring day in Green Bay, the atrium at Lambeau Field is a beautiful place to be, and it's the perfect place for this week's Video Ask Vic. Our question comes from Tom from Wentzville, Missouri. Tom writes, the Packers have a higher percentage of athletes from smaller schools on their roster than most teams. Is this because they are better able to develop young talent, or is it because they do a better job of finding talent? A recent analytics study I saw ranked the Packers third in the league in players from conferences that aren't automatic qualifiers. James Jones, Josh Sitton, TJ Lang, Dewan Harris, John Kuhn, James Starks, Jerron McMillan, Marshall Newhouse, and Tremont Williams are all players from non-AQ schools. My former team, the Jaguars, lead the league in non-AQ draft picks. So, one team is celebrated for drafting small college players, while the other team has been harshly criticized for having drafted so many small college players. Why did it work for one and not for the other? What made the difference? That's easy. The quarterback. The quarterback always makes the difference. When you have Aaron Rodgers, everybody gets better. And when you don't have the man at quarterback, nobody seems to be good enough. Winning involves a simple formula. Find guys that can play, regardless of their pedigree. Teach them how to play your way. And along the way, make sure you find a quarterback. That's what the Packers have done, and I didn't need analytics to tell me that. For Packers.com, I'm Vic Ketchman.